Storm damage? Call Lakeside Roofing. We've got you covered. Beware of fly-by-night storm chasers. Lakeside Roofing is family-owned and operated, serving Greater St. Louis for more than 40 years. We are committed to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship, with a solid reputation of reliability and competitive prices for both residential and commercial roof systems. For a free estimate, call Lakeside Roofing at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Now, back to Jay and Joe on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. It's the afternoon drive, CBS Sports 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. Joe and Hoff here with you on a Friday, getting you home from work until 6 o'clock. Cardinals and the Athletics from Oakland will be on the on TV tonight, 7:15 start time. Ray Fossey, who calls the games for the A's, will join us coming up at 4:30. Hey, DraftKings destination for 1 week fantasy football. Use promo code 920. Play for free with your first deposit. That's 920 to play for free for your share of $5 million in total prizes. Week one contest at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Hoff, you know what else is on TV tonight? I mentioned the, by the way, before I get into that, here's a list of all the tabs that I have open right now. And just the things that we have discussed so far on the show, that these are things I haven't closed yet in the tabs. Ray Fossey, Sven Gulli, list of highest grossing film franchises of all time, Kerry Kittles, and the 1988-89 Illinois Fighting Illini men's basketball team.
It's been a good show, Joe.
That is what I have. That was our first hour has led to those tabs being open. We have football tonight.
College.
College football, a game that actually matters, is tonight. It's game day in college football.
Where, Joe? Where in the United States is there a game?
Not in the United States.
Where in Europe is there a game?
Not over in Europe,
Joe,
as well.
Joe, where in Asia is there a game?
Nope, try another continent.
Where in Africa is it?
It's in Australia. California versus Hawaii at ANZ Stadium in Sydney, Australia. ANZ Stadium. It's going to be on ESPN tonight, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. Again, two teams, I mean, they're not going to do anything, right? Nothing's actually, you know, neither one is that great. But yeah, Sydney, Australia, ANZ, Stadium Australia is what it's
called. What kind of crowd that draws?
Well, they apparently fit, and I don't know if this was, I'm guessing this was opened for the 2000. They broke ground. Yeah, they opened up March of 1999. So this is where they held the opening ceremonies. For the Olympics, for the closing ceremonies, it held 114,000 people. So it says when it's an oval, it holds 82,000. When it's a rectangle, it holds 83,000. I guess that depends on if they're playing cricket or rugby, I guess.
Yeah, rugby definitely. I'm not sure what the cricket layout's like.
It's like a circle, isn't it?
Yeah.
They put the middle, you're right in the middle, and you hit the ball with the paddle, and it's a big circle that people try to catch it.
Soccer? They play soccer in Australia? Is that popular there?
I would imagine they play soccer there. Yeah, soccer matches, including the Socceroos. Oh, no. Australia's national soccer team is called the Socceroos.
Socceroos? Like kangaroo, Joe, but Socceroo.
That's not good. That's not good. But it's held other such big events. Some of the other things that it has held, as we said, rugby, Australian rules football, cricket, and motorsports. It's held a motorsports there. An American football. Apparently, on August 7th, 1999, the venue hosted Broncos versus the Chargers. First professional American football game to be played there. And now it's going to be played. Now, this is going to be the second concert that is going to play there. Or the second football game that's going to be played there. They're calling it the Sydney Cup.
The Sydney Cup. Joe, there's the Stanley Cup. Now there's the Sydney Cup. Marshawn Lynch on this trip? He's retired now. He can go on fun trips like this now.
Think he would go to that? Can he smoke weed? And does Marshawn Lynch smoke weed?
I'm not sure. But, yeah, he is there.
Really?
Yes.
That just was a random thought by you. Or had you read that somewhere that he was making
the trip? No, I'm just like, I know that he's a big Cal. He went there, and I know he's very involved in Cal athletics. And he's retired now, so he can... Sure, he's made a lot of money. He can just kind of hang out wherever he wishes.
Is Imig boy Mike Silver there?
Oh, God, yeah.
He loves his Cal.
Yeah. Marshawn Lynch joined Cal and stripped to Australia to kick off the 2016 season, and he's using his downtime to learn to play rugby. Well, good for Marshawn. Former Seattle Seahawk and Bear, Marshawn Lynch, Golden Bear.
Oh, okay.
Met his alma mater in Sydney, Australia, after working to provide clean drinking water in Africa. And after taking a few turns as a scout team running back for the Bears earlier this week, Beast Mode hit the rugby pitch. Lynch joined the South Sydney Rabbitohs for a tutorial as he spreads Beast Mode around the Southern Hemisphere. Oh, very cool.
You gonna watch this? I'm gonna tune into this game tonight.
I think, yeah, I might tune in. It's college football. I enjoy it. It's
a real game.
Yeah,
it's a game that matters. If they win this game and five more, they're eligible for a bowl.
There you go.
Could have watched Jared Goff play if he hadn't gone off to the Rammies. Other events that have been played at this stadium: the Bee Gees, Barry Robin, and Maurice Gibb. All three of them. You got all three Gibbs.
They're not dead yet?
I think one of them might be now.
Okay.
This was back in 99. All the Bee Gees cannot be alive. One of them had to have died recently.
Stop paying attention to them.
One of them had to die.
Barry Gibb. Is still alive. He's 69.
Okay.
We have Robin Gibb.
Robin Gibb, no longer with us.
Dead, 2012.
Okay.
Maurice Gibb, dead, 2003.
God, lost both of them, huh? AC/DC played there in 2010. Three shows.
They're from New Zealand. At least the lead singer is, right?
It says Australian rock band.
Okay.
It says Australian rock band AC/DC. U2 has played there. Twice. Bon Jovi. Eminem. Eminem played there. And also Taylor Swift. Swifty played there. So this has held a lot of events. I mean, it's a big stadium. It's good that they're just... I mean, I'm really surprised that the NFL hasn't tried to get into Australia at all.
Baseball played a game there not too long ago. The Dodgers opened the season during spring training. In the final week for most teams, spring training, travel over there, I think, to play Arizona.
That's right. I remember that, but apparently it wasn't here, right? Or was it? Did you say that was played? I'm not seeing anything that was played here. The baseball game was played here.
God, where was that baseball game?
But I remember they had to build the dugouts for the game in Australia.
I remember Zach Greinke was not exactly thrilled about going either.
Well, I mean, for a pitcher, like a starting pitcher, if you didn't have to be there, because they played it and then they gave them like 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah.
To kind of reacclimate themselves.
Australia Stadium. I need to figure out what stadium. This is going to bother me now unless I find this out.
shouldn't be that hard to find.
I'm not seeing. It's all focused more on the travel issues involved. The 15-hour flight on March 22nd. And actually, I could probably go to Baseball Reference. I'm sure that has.
Right.
I didn't think about that. I've just been using Google. Sydney Cricket Ground.
Okay.
That's where that was.
Yeah, they like built dugouts, and they had to build the mound up and make all the alterations and turn it into a baseball field of sorts. I asked, and I think I know why I asked it, about Marshawn Lynch possibly smoking the marijuana. I don't know if he does that or not, but the reason I kind of brought that up was because of it's not a good story, so therefore he's St. Louis's own Ezekiel Elliott.
Now, if it were him bringing toys to a children's hospital,
Ezekiel Elliott.
But it's him
right
walking,
there on Brown Street is where he grew up.
It's him walking into a legal business. But
you get suspended if you get caught smoking that in the NFL. Yep. Yeah, you get arrested. Get arrested for that. By the way, that Australia game, Jerry Tanner, is that Clayton Kershaw? Was his back sore after the flight home from that?
That might have been where he missed about a month of the back issue.
Oof.
Not sure if the flight caused that, but I recall...
That's a good way to get something to end forever.
Yep.
The best pitcher in the game injures himself on the flight home. Ezekiel Elliott, again, Ezekiel Elliott is St. Louis's own for going into a head shop in Seattle. And it's clear he wasn't meaning any harm for this. I mean, you would hope not, because he posed for a picture while there. So either he really just went there meaning no harm at all to anybody, or he's a moron for posing for a picture for this. But yeah, he wasn't hiding it, wasn't embarrassed by it or anything. TMZ had the story. Now, weed's legal in Seattle. It's legal in the state of Washington. It's legal in the state of Colorado. So if they play the Broncos and he wants to go to a head shop there, again, legal. But you get suspended if you test positive for it in the NFL. I'd bet that there would be a... That he might have to pee into a cup in the next few days.
Yeah, he's going to get a letter from the commissioner's office, yeah, before the month is out. I find it funny that Jerry Jones takes issue with this. Like, this is where he draws the line in the sand. Greg Hardy beats a woman, to which there is photographic evidence that she was abused. Very graphic photographic evidence. But he's signable. But he's concerned about Ezekiel Elliott walking into a store.
Said it's an issue. It's an issue.
I hope Zeke has an excellent career outside of Dallas. I hope Jerry Jones gets tired of him, releases him, and he gets picked up by like Philly or the Redskins, and then sets the all-time record of rushing.
He's gonna be a top rookie this year. That's you. You want a nice first-round steal? Take Zeke Elliott in the first round before anybody else. Take him early. Real early. Shouldn't be an issue. Really shouldn't be an issue. But you have to be smart enough to know that what you're around, isn't good. It would be like if you saw a Major League Baseball player hanging out with, if you were hanging out with, like, the head of Balco as a baseball player, perfectly legal to do, but you're going to be tested, People are going to start thinking or start talking about stuff. Just, you got to be smart enough to not put yourself in those situations. Really got to be smart enough to not put yourself in those situations. Just not smart at all. All right, what we're going to do right now, we'll take a break here soon. We have Ray Fossey coming up. So we'll have Ray Fossey and Tanner Laws on this day coming up in the same segment. Have we seen Cardinal lineups yet? Have you?
No, I've not.
Have you seen anything?
No.
For the Cardinal lineup, I got to tell you, I don't know who anybody on the right now. If you wanted me to guess the A's lineup, I couldn't give you one player.
So Ray, who's on the A's?
Scrolling down. Look, oh, you do have a lineup tonight.
Oh, okay.
First, I'll go with this for the A's. Lead off, Coco Crisp. Former Cardinal, right? He was in the Cardinals organization,
God,
right?
What trade was he in? He was
I want to say he was the Braden Looper trade, was he not? Or was he, no, was he Chuck Finley?
He might have been Chuck Finley. I think it was Chuck Finley.
My God.
I think you're right there. Good call.
He's still in the league. Danny Valencia, who punches people, got into a fight. Stephen Vogt. Chris Davis, that's Chris with a K-H. Yonder Alonso, I don't know how to pronounce this name, R-Y-O-N. Ryan,
I guess.
Is it Ryan Healy? Max Muncy? Marcus Simeon? I thought that was a football player. Ross Detweiler's on the mound. The lineup you care about, Cardinals. Matt Carpenter is at second. Jed Jerko at short. Brandon Moss at first. Piscotty in right. Molina behind the plate. Peralta at third. Grichik in center. Pham in left with Luke Weaver on the mound for the Cardinals tonight. So Carpenter, Jerko, Moss, Piscotty, Molina, Peralta, Grichik, Pham, and Weaver is your Cardinal lineup tonight. No Billy Butler for the A's because they don't get a DH. So A's playing without their DH these next 3 days, and they're not a great team. This is, you would hope the Cardinals could win a series, right? You would hope that they could win
this
a
this should
series.
Be one that they win. Yes,
Billy Butler gets suspended for a second. He wasn't in the lineup last night either, and they did have a DH. He gets suspended for tattling on him.
I don't think anyone was suspended. I think they were fined, however.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to Ray Fossey about that and more, figure out who is on this Athletics team coming up in just a bit. It is the Afternoon Drive.